Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 155, season 7, and today's date is August 10th, 2022. And today I'm doing a special episode. I'm going to do a tribute episode to the late Olivia Newton-John. She was a singer, actress. I grew up with her. A lot of people have from the 70s and 80s and further on. I will talk about my memories of her from the movies, television, and also her songs, you know, her records. And it'll be a lot of fun, and it'll be very sad at the same time. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Nestle Soup Time. And it stars a very, very famous acting couple. You might know the husband, but not the wife. So it stars Vincent Price, you know, scary Vincent, who, and his wife, Coral Brown. Okay, so here's a commercial from 1977 for Nestle Soup Time. Sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
My Vincent fusses for hours over this precious soup stocks. He says good soup comes from good stock. So when I found Nestle's Soup Time with home-style stock and then made it in only 10 seconds, well, I got such an evil look. Oh, but even Vincent admits home-style stock makes Soup Time something special.
I wanted to hate it, but it's just too good.
Nestle Soup Time Instant Soups with home-style stock. Look for our faces on the shelf.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Nestle Soup Time that featured Vincent Price and his wife, Coral Brown. And I remember this commercial when it came out. It was in the mid-1970s. I remember there's a memory of this. When this commercial was on, when my father was alive, he made fun of them. He made fun of the couple. And he said some nasty Greek saying. I don't want to say it. So he didn't understand. But the Soup Time, I think, was introduced about 75, 76, around that time. And then it was discontinued, probably the late 70s. I haven't seen it since. But there's other soup mixes, you know, Lipton cup of soup. You know, they still make that, I think, you know, and there's others. So I tried this. My mother bought it one time. It was okay. It was very good. Chicken noodle was good. I like that. Or cream of chicken. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about my memories of Olivia Newton-John from her movies, television, and her records. And I'll go into more depth in about a moment. First off, I want to talk about what happened to me today. I attended Svengoolie Day in Berwyn, which it commemorated the host Svengoolie, played by Rich Koz, and he was given the key to the city in Berwyn, Berwyn, Illinois. So I attended, and we had a lot of fun. They filmed activity, you know, the event. I'm holding a sign. I posted that on my social media accounts. You would see that. A lot of people wondering, what's Kerwin? Kerwin was the rubber chicken puppet that helped Svengoolie answer his mail. You know, a lot of people weren't familiar with that. But if you're a fan of the show, you would know. And I got there in the afternoon. We were there for about an hour and a half. And Svengoolie, Sven, accepted the key from the mayor, and it was beautiful, and he was wonderful, and he made me laugh, and he's one of a kind. I just love him. I really do. And it's like a documentary or a TV special that would air on MeTV soon. Maybe next month. Maybe it'll around Halloween. We don't know. It'll be announced. And once I hear the announcement, I will post on social media, on my social media accounts, and let everyone know. And I kept this a secret for 2 weeks, and I didn't tell anyone. Also, there's a chance, I will be in the TV special because I'm holding the sign. I know they filmed that. A couple of weeks ago, I was interviewed by Zoom by one of the people that work with Senguli, and we did a short interview. I believe that will be on it. I believe. I don't know. We'll see. If it is, that's wonderful. You get to see me twice. I don't know. But at least I'm going to be in it when I'm at it was held at a park, Serenity Park in Berwyn. And it was great. Some people dressed up as Svengoolie. They brought the rubber chickens. I didn't bring one. So that was fun. A lot of kids went there with their parents. And it was a good time. I really enjoyed myself. It's one of the best moments of my life. And I'll never forget it. Okay. Right now, I'll talk about Olivia Newton-John. And I'll talk about her biography. And then I will talk about her movies, her television appearances, her records, and my memories of watching her in Chicago. So here we go. Olivia Newton-John was born September 26, 1948. She was born in England, in Cambridge, and then she came over to Australia when she was 5 years old with her parents and her brother and sister. And then when she became a teenager, she got into the music business and she started singing with a group. And then she came to America in 1975, I think. Yeah, 74, 75. And she recorded a few hits before the big one. You know what I'm talking about, Grease. We'll get to that in a second. And there was a couple hits that I liked the most. I Honestly Love You. They came out in 1974. And Have You Ever Been Mellow from 1975. I remember listening to this song on an old record player with combo radio. It was yellow, and this song played all the time. And it's a good song. I like it. You know, at the time, you know, kids, when you're a kid, they ridicule you because you like the stuff. I didn't care. I mean, it was great. And let's see what else. There were some hits that she recorded before that. A lot of people probably forgot. One was called Sam, you know, and that was a good song. It was fine. Let's see what we got here. Let Me Be There. They came out in 1973. I remember that. It's like a country song, you know. And If You Love Me, Let Me Know. I like that song. And Please, Mr. Please. I remember that song. Okay. Then she got the role of Sandy in Grease in 1978. And that starred her and John Travolta. And I wanted to see this movie, and my little brother wanted to see it. And it was playing at the Evergreen Theater in Evergreen Park, Illinois. At Evergreen Plaza. Did not play at Fort City Cinema. I don't know why. But it did play at the Double Drive-In later on. I think it did. But it premiered in Evergreen Theater. And I asked my mother, can you please drive us there? And she said, yes. And she drove us there. I drove me and my brother, and we watched the first time. There was something silly about that. You know, when they started singing, some of the kids left the theater, and I like impulsively did that. Why? I don't know why. That was stupid. You know, because of there was some singing, but I saw the movie again, and I sat through the whole thing, and you know, I regretted doing that. You know, because you know, when you're a teenager, you follow a lot of kids what they do, and that was stupid. Anyway, the movie was great. Set in the '50s, they had John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John had great chemistry, wonderful chemistry, and the songs were, well, of course, the most famous one is "You're the One I Want." That's played at the end, but they played it on the radio all the time. All the time. Played on WLS, WFYR in Chicago, probably every half hour. It seemed like it played. And then they played Hopelessly Devoted to You. That was Olivia's song. Oh, she sang it beautifully. So angelic. And then Summer Nights. That one, that was great. So that was the movie. It became a box office hit, and it's people still love it to this day. I love it too. I have it on DVD, and you can sing along. You know, there's comedy in it, but it's funny, and I had a good cast. You know, I bought the CD in the 80s, and I still have it. So I love them. I like the movie very much, and they started another movie in 1983 called Two of the Kind, I think. Yeah, that's what it's called. And let's see what else. The other movie the Olivia Newton-John also starred was Xanadu. Xanadu, I saw it in Fort City, and believe it or not, I went by myself to see it. I was afraid to ask somebody to go with me because you think I'm a nerd, still am, and because I like musicals, and I watched it, and you know, a lot of people did not like it. The critics hated it, but I liked the movie. It was great, and it featured Olivia Newton-John, also actor Michael Beck, and also Gene Kelly. That was his last role. And that, and he was dancing, you know, and he was wonderful. I love him. My favorite singing in the ring. I loved him in that. And the other music that was featured was also Electric Light Orchestra and Cliff Richard and, you know, the English singer and the Tubes, you know, and let's see. So the most famous songs that was in the movie was also Magic. I love that song. It is wonderful. I never tired of hearing that, and it was great. It was a great song. And also Xanadu, she sang with the ELO. You know, that was great. And the other two songs Electric Light Orchestra sang was All Over the World and I'm Alive. That was good. Good songs. You know, they play those on the radio all the time, but they played Magic and Xanadu all the time on the radio. Remember that when I was a teenager. And also there was Suddenly, it was a duet with Olivia Newton-John and Cliff Richard. That was, I didn't hear much on that radio, but I have it on my iTunes music, my computer. I downloaded that. So it's good. It's a good movie. It's a good song. I really enjoyed it. Okay, and let's see. The other albums that she did, this one came out in 1978. It's called Totally Hot, and it came out in November of that year, and I was a sophomore at Bogan High School. And right now, the most famous, one of the classic songs was, two of them were Deeper Than the Night and A Little More Love. Those are great. And I found a commercial on YouTube, it was a commercial for that record, Totally Hot. So I'm going to play that right now. So sit back and enjoy. And I'm going to play a couple of her famous songs. So thank you, everyone.
She's totally hot. She's Olivia Newton-John. Totally Hot, the new album from a totally talented performer and lady.
Night, like a dragon her feet. I wait alone in the heat.
Totally Hot, featuring the smash single A Little More Love.
I know that you have your way. So you have to go home. No is the word I can say.
Get a little more from an album. Get a total music experience. Olivia Newton-John's Totally Hot on MCA Records and Tapes.
To make it go.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. I remember this commercial when they aired it on television. Yeah, and so I found it on YouTube, downloaded it. It's wonderful. I like that a lot. Okay. One thing I want to mention, she did a TV special in May 1978. I remember this. And it starred Olivia Newton-John, also Andy Gibb, and ABBA. And I remember watching a little of it. It was good, but I was afraid to admit it. And there was also an actor, Gary Frank, from the TV show Family. You remember that with Christy McNichol? He was in that. So believe it or not, this special is on YouTube if you care to watch it. So I haven't watched it yet. I haven't seen it in like 40 years. So maybe tomorrow, if I have time, I will watch it. And I heard it was wonderful, according to critics and a lot of people. And so we'll see. We'll see about that. So I'm glad she made another TV special called Hollywood Nights. That came out in 1980. Then, other albums she did. The last two well-known was Physical. Remember that? It came out in 1981, and it was released on October 13, 1981, and believe it or not, I think they played this on MTV. They did play it. I remember seeing that. I went to someone's house, and I watched the video for the first time. It's a good song. It really is. It's wonderful. And she had a tour in 1982. It's called a Physical Tour. I have an ad of that. I found it in a newspaper. I will post that later before I announce that this episode is ready to be published. And it's became one of her biggest hits. So that's great. You know. And the other album that she did was Soul Kiss. Came out in 1985. The song came out. It was a good song, but it was not that successful. Not really. I remember the video. They played this on MTV or VH1, and her husband was in the video, Matt Lattanzi. They got divorced later on, and then she had a daughter, Chloe. She's a very pretty girl. And then I do... You know, I watched her over the years, and the last time I saw her on TV was she was like a guest judge on Dancing with the Stars. And she looked fine, you know, and she sounded the same. Oh, so beautiful. And then in 1992, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she stopped, I think she stopped recording or performing, going on tour, you know, to deal with this terrible disease. And it was caught early, and she survived. And then she was diagnosed again, I think like 2014 or something like that. I'm not sure. And and then it happened again. So it's a terrible disease. Like I keep saying that. And then she passed away. On August 8th, about 2 days ago. And she was 73 years old. And when that was announced, it's like social media took by storm. Everyone was shocked. They knew she was sick, but it's still shocking, you know, because we grew up with Olivia. Her songs, her movies, TV, wherever she appeared on talk shows. I saw a clip she appeared on Johnny Carson on Tonight Show. It's on YouTube if you can find it. And so that's sad, you know. That's terrible. John Travolta said he was very sad, very heartbroken that she died, you know, and he made a statement, of course. So that's a shame. It really is. Okay. Let's see what else I could think of. Any memories of her? I used to listen to music on the radio. You know, you have a transistor radio, you know, and I didn't buy her albums. Not really, but I just listened to her songs. But she had a beautiful voice. We're going to miss her. Okay. That'll be all for today for episode 155. I talked about my memories of Olivia Newton-John from the movies, television, and her records. This will be published later on today. Also, if you can listen to any Apple podcasts, any whatever podcasts are available. You can listen on Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify. Also have a YouTube channel, Fan Chicagoland Stories. Go to the search engine and type in. You'll find it. And please subscribe. Subscribe to all to those that I mentioned. And you will get an update. Probably get a notification. Okay. So, again, that'll be all for today. I'm Pete Costanza, your host, and thank you for joining me today. I'll have another episode this weekend. Also, if you're wondering about my other podcast, TV Oblivion, I was going to do one this past weekend, but something came up. I will do one next weekend. So that'd be episode 13, I think. It'd be 13. So, but if you'd like to, if you care to, you would like to listen to the others episodes of TV Oblivion, they're available on any podcast available. It's also, I have a YouTube channel, TV Oblivion. You can listen to that. I talk about old TV shows that are largely forgotten and rarely syndicated. So it's all set to go. So I just have to record. And we'll see. So I will post that's coming up very soon, probably at the end of the week. Okay. So that'll be all today for me. Thank you again for joining me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little bye-bye music, traveling music, of course, saying bye-bye to everyone at the end of the show. And here's bye-bye for me. So take care, everyone. So long. And here's Ray.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.